Happy New Year.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I hope everyone had a super duper holiday. Everyone's quiet and typing. We're going to start in 1 minute. Where are you watching the game tomorrow, Natalie?
I'll actually be in Jacksonville, so a big group of us are going to a sports bar there.
We should win.
I think we will.
Hope.
Let's be positive.
Yeah. Always. Always positive thinking when it comes to my Seminoles.
Go Gators.
Yeah. I don't think you guys are in a bowl game, are you? And your poor coach goes to Ohio State, and he won't be in any bowl games for a while either. Your former coach.
How are you guys? How are you, Beth? I chimed in
Fabulous.
When hearing FSU bowl game, blah, blah, blah.
You didn't want to, like, listen to me talking about my Seminoles?
No, I'm happy they're in a bowl game.
Well, you know, it's funny. Alex is, and I'll tell the story, and then we'll get started. So my 11-year-old, I guess, has learned about fan loyalty because his favorite NFL team are the St. Louis Rams. And throughout the season, he has remained steadfast and loyal. So I'm very proud of him that he's not a jump on the bandwagon fan since they're like 2-9 or something.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal at this
age. Yeah. So let's get started. Happy New Year to everyone. Here's I'm toasting all of you to a great 2012, and fabulous that I think I've got about 70 people on the call, which is great. So 70 people want to jump into the new year and get a few new ideas, hopefully, or maybe hear some old ideas, but just as reminders. So many of you know, I've looked at the list, and most of you guys are leasing people. Some are in a couple different industries and a couple sale brokers. So everyone, welcome to the call. We have even a few retailers on the call. So besides canvassing, which is, you know, one of my favorite things in teaching, I think goal setting and planning ahead is a passion of mine, as some of you on the call, like David, can attest to. And I'm a big believer in it, and I'm a big believer in it because whenever I set goals or I write checks or, you know, whatever I do to plan ahead or you know, if you believe it, it'll come true. It comes true for me. So, you know, because of my success with this is why I preach it so much. So I'm going to just jump into a bunch of different ideas. I'm going to share a bunch of different ways that people – write down goals or plan for their futures. I'm going to give you some of my personal or business goals and how I set them out, so to give you guys some specific examples. But the first thing I want you to do is write down, some of you may be familiar with TED, the TED conferences, your capital T, capital E, capital D, TED. Look up on YouTube when you get a chance, the TED conference that Matt, M-A-T-T, Cutts, C-U-T-T-S, Matt Cutts, did on changing your life in 30 days. And it's TED is a conference where people get up and speak, I think, for 7 minutes or 9 minutes about a topic. And I found this, I look at TED every once in a while, just about different topics that intrigue me. And I came across this one, and this is such a passion of mine, setting goals. I loved it. So when in your free time, again, I think it's 9 minutes. So it's very easy for you to watch and listen to. And I think if you can watch it between now and the first, it will help inspire you to follow through on some of the things we talk about today. So the most important thing, and I'm sure you have all heard this before, is the difference between success in achieving goals and lack thereof would be writing them down. And many, many, many people have goals, and many, many people tell me, I have goals, I just don't write them down. And I would tell you, you would accomplish 50% more, if not more, if you wrote your goals down. So I implore you, even if you just write one goal down, if all you do after this call is write one thing and you put it up you know, in front of you at your desk or in your cubicle or on your bathroom mirror, if that's all you do, you'll achieve that. If it's not, you know, win $10 million in the lottery. It obviously, you know, goals are supposed to be measurable. They're supposed to be detail-oriented. You're supposed to have a time limit on them. So, for example, last year, some of you that were on this call, you knew that my goal, one of my goals that I went through in detail, was to lease my Party City that was vacating in the spring of 11. And my goal was I wanted another party store if possible. In the end, I didn't get a party store. However, I did lease it, and I leased it to Panera Bread. So I'm very, very excited. But, for example, last year my goal was, with Party City vacating on March 31st, my goal was to lease the Party City or a portion of it, you know, with similar income to another party store, or I had other users that I was interested in. And I think I had even said on the call, pizza restaurant. So, I said I wanted to do it by June 30th. So I didn't achieve it by June 30th. The Panera Bread deal signed the first week in December. But I got it accomplished in my 2011 goals, and I'm thrilled. It made my holidays. I had specific things that I had that I was going to be contacting all of the brokers in the various uses and staying on top of them and working on my parking issues and everything that I had to do. And I did it, and I was able to accomplish my goal. This year, I have a bunch of goals. One, for example, is I have a piece of land under contract in Dade County that I'm working on with David and Michael Bihar. It's 6.5 acres. It's under contract. You know, we should be closing first quarter of 2012. And, you know, my goals are, A, to close on the property, and, B, to find two restaurant tenant out parcels, bank out parcel, and tenants to fill the multi-tenant strip center we have. The property's on 8th Street in Dade County. And there's a big section in the back that we would like to lease to either a medical user, a college. You know, we have a list of people. And we have a list of the calls we're going to make each week. You know, it's very narrow. You know, it details it down to the nth degree. And if we do all of those things, you know, the activities to support the goal being that I close on the property by, you know, the end of the first quarter 2012. And, you know, that's an example. Another example is I'm working with the Belmont Group in Weston, and we have a Northern Trust Bank building, two-story building available for 11,000 square feet, first and second floor, right on Weston Road. You know, the goal is by, again, let's say March 15th, to lease that building. So, and we have a certain rental rate we want to achieve, so it's detailed. We have a time frame, and then we list the activities that we're going to complete to reach our goal. For example, we're going to have a broker party with office tenant reps and bank tenant reps and retail tenant reps on February 16th. We're going to put some ads in Buzz Target, you know, on and on and on. So list the goal and then put down activities to support it. A book that I find to be extremely helpful when I start to feel like I'm losing the focus, because we all would agree that the first 30 days everyone's kind of pumped up, and whether it's with your goals, your resolutions, or whatever, but it's hard because life gets in the way. You know, things happen at home, things happen at work, and I think the book, and you can get this, I think, on audio as well, for those of you that drive a lot in the car, you know, make the productive use of your time when you're doing that, is called The Power of Focus, and it was one of our books on the book club last year. So either re-listen to it from when we did it on the book club, which is on my website, or frankly, it's such a great reference tool. I know that Cami Goldberg from RAM had mentioned that she had bought it and that she goes back to it every once in a while, and she went back to look at it. There's the chapters are written in a way that you can just pick up the book and go to the chapter that, you know, maybe you need the brushing up for with whatever's going on in your life at the time. Maybe you've had three deals, you know, fall apart, and there's a chapter on dealing, you know, with rejection or motivating yourself, or Maybe it's, you know, working on your goals. So The Power of Focus, Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, phenomenal book. It's a great reference tool. So so either listen to the website and download it to your iPod or whatever, or get the book. Another thing that I did a while back, I was part of an executive group, and we had a speaker, and I thought this was really interesting. So those of you that kind of are not really sure about goals and writing down goals and things, they put us through this exercise, which frankly I did. I put in my closet, and 2 years later I pulled it out. I was cleaning my closet, and I found it way in the back, and I thought, what the heck is this? And when I opened it up, I realized I had achieved everything that I had put down, or the majority of it, and I was wowed by this. And it goes back to, if you write it down, you know, and even if you write it down and forget about it, you know, it tends to come true. And what this guy did is he brought in, there was 18 of us in this group, and he brought in, for those of you who have kids in elementary and middle school, the science fair boards. So they're like poster boards that fold, each side folds in. So you open it up like a window. And he gave us the square yellow stickies. And he said, you know, write down these following categories. And he wrote down, you know, work/career, family, health, faith, service, friends, education. And then I added, you know, for you guys, networking. And he said, write those at the top on the yellow stickies. So there were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think 8 categories, and the stickies were, you know, so one sticky said work/career, and then you put those across the top, and then he said, now take those stickies and put 3 things under each category. So for work, you know, I want to make $100,000. Boom, that's one sticky. What's the second sticky under work? I want to sign a 10,000 square foot restaurant deal or tenant rep deal, or, you know, put that. So just put 3 things under each category. You know, maybe friends. I want to reconnect with my fraternity buddies and, you know, get together and go next fall to a football game at, you know, in Gainesville. You know, and then just 3 things under each category. It was amazing. I did that, and it's amazing how 2 years later I found it way in the back of my closet. I pulled it out, and I opened it up, and I had achieved, I would say, 90% of the things that were down there. And it was very easy. You know, after we all did it, he said, okay, now go back and put dates, you know, because it's very important to have specific dates. And a lot of us, I was, you know, working on my goals over the last couple weeks, and I realized I was very heavy in the first quarter. A lot of the stuff I was going to get done in the first quarter. And then I realized, well, for example, my training business, you know, I work with about 9 different people on coaching calls a month, and you know, I work and I do training. I'm going to New York in January. I'm going back to Indianapolis in February. So I have different coaching clients and training businesses. But, you know, I said, okay, how can I do, if my goal is to do 1 or 2 a month, which is about all I want to do traveling away from my family, you know, so if I'm going to be speaking at the OAC, the Open Air Conference, which, by the way, for those of you that don't attend, it's a fabulous conference. You know, I want to have 5 appointments at the OAC for training business from, you know, summer and fall. And then Vegas, I want 10 appointments for my training business in May because as we all know, I may have 5 appointments, just like canvassing. I might get 1 training client out of it. You know, I have to meet those people again in May or maybe August, and then maybe in 2013 they become a client for my training business. You know, additionally, if I have a space at Sawgrass Commons that I want to lease out, and it's a former restaurant space, you know, I have when I want to lease it by, and what am I going to do, and what's the rent I want to get, and what's the type of client I want to get, and what am I going to do to get that? And maybe that's canvassing, you know, the different restaurant. You know, what's the restaurant use I want, and then creating the flyer and sending it out to those codes for those restaurant uses if it's a barbecue restaurant. So so setting the goals, but again, if you're not one person who likes to sit down and do them all in writing, that science fair board with the yellow stickies it works really, really, really well. And if you have never done goals before, I would suggest you start with that. And then just put it in your closet. Maybe look at it more than I did. And I, you know, if you look at it once a month, I believe at the end of the year you'll come see me and tell me, oh my gosh, you know, I got 60 or 70% of those goals done. Another thing that I know you guys have heard me talk about, and actually this is in the Power of Focus book, he says over the next 10 years, now some of you that are neophytes with setting goals, you're going to like hang up the phone when you hear this, but he says in the book over the next 10 years to write 101 goals you would like to achieve. And let me tell you, because I know there are people on the call that are in the process of doing this, that have started it. One person on the call, a dear friend of mine, I think she's on number 70. I keep encouraging her to finish the darn thing already. But it is a hard thing to do, and I would tell you, like, the first 70 are easy, and then the next 31 are hard, and that's really, really, really when your creativity comes out. But to have, I did this in 2004, and I have achieved about 25 of them, and I've added 25 new ones. And I only really look at that one a couple times a year, and I'm amazed at how many on there I get accomplished without even realizing it. And that's, again, the one big message that I want to share with you guys is it's great if you review them, you know, periodically, but even if you just write them down and put them away and then come across it sometime in the future, even if you just do that, I promise you'll get more done. Some of you on the book club this past year heard me talk when we did the book, Networking is a Contact Sport. You know, we can't achieve our goals if we don't have a daily program to do. And, you know, my trick is every night I do 3 to 5 things I'm going to get done the next day. Now, is my things to do list 100 long? It is. But that would overwhelm me and I would never get anything done. So every night, you know, probably right before I go to bed and turn off my light and set my alarm, I say, okay, what are the top 3 things I'm going to get done tomorrow? Sometimes they're 3, sometimes they're 5, but they're usually 3 to 5. And I try to get those done truly many, many times, as you all know. A lot of our business is making phone calls and following up. So a lot of times the 3 to 5 is, you know, call this retailer and find out, you know, where their lease is, or where, you know, where their lawyers in, on the negotiations, or call this tenant, you know, I sent him a proposal, you know, I'm supposed to get the LOI back, where is it? So a lot of them is just punting, you know, and making the call, and now it's on them to call you back. And a lot of it we can get done, you know, in the first hour of the day. And then if you get those 3 or 5 things done, now sometimes you may have a project like, if you're, you know, some, I buy shopping centers, and sometimes I have to sit down and go through 25 leases. Well, you know, hopefully I don't do that in an all day in a business day. I might do that on a Saturday or after my kids go to sleep. But maybe I plan that I'm going to do 3 leases a day. And that's certainly going to take longer than just making 5 phone calls. But if we do the every night 3 to 5 things I'm going to get done tomorrow, and keeping in mind, are these 3 to 5 things helping me achieve my goal? Because if we don't do that, what I find is if I don't do that, it's 5:30 or 3:30, and I'm heading home or I'm heading to soccer practice, and I go, I didn't get anything done today. And to me, that's the most frustrating thing. And if you do that 5 days in a row and a week goes by, or 4 weeks in a row and a month goes by and you don't get anything accomplished and all you're doing is reacting to everyone else's to-do list, you won't be productive and you won't reach your financial goals, which in the end, you know, reaching our financial goals gives us the freedom to do everything else. But back to networking as a contact sport. In that book, he talks about his 5, 10, and 15 rule, which I thought was very interesting. I've never yet. I've tried it a bunch of times. I can't get it done. But he has a 5, 10, 15 rule, which is he has 5 meetings, 10 phone calls, and 15 contacts, which he would include would be emails. I think we could probably all get the 15 done, but I think the 5 meetings a day, you know, are a challenge for me, and the 10 phone calls I can usually do. I can usually do the 10 and the 15 thing, but the 5 meetings a day, and he says, well, that could be just running into someone at Starbucks. So, but I thought that was very interesting. And again, it goes to being in control of our calendar and always kind of taking a look at it and saying, okay, are these things really helping me to achieve my goals? You know, something that I'm always trying to pay attention to, because I can get, I can become very reactive to just business things all the time, is my goal, you know, my number one goal in the world and in life is to be a good mom. So I'm frequently, you know, the last 2 weeks have been crazy busy for me for some reason. I don't know why. It's just, it's weird. I've just gotten super, super busy, and I've had to stop and say, okay, boys, you know, let's, what are we going to do Friday and Saturday? And, you know, one of them wants to go to Laser Quest and the other one wants to go to see Mission Impossible. And I, you know, stopped what I was doing and made the phone calls to talk to the moms to get some kids to go with us. And because that's, you know, if I didn't do that and stop myself and say, okay, what am I doing to achieve that goal? You know, the week would go by and I wouldn't have made the phone calls and made the arrangements and not achieving those goals. So we have to look at our daily lives and say, are these things moving towards our goals? And certainly we can't, 90, you know, it's not 100%, not 100% is achieving our goals. We have to do some things that maybe we're helping our bosses achieve their goals, but just being in the know and being present. And again, if you just tickled yourself on your Outlook or your ACT and, you know, review goals, 15 minutes. You know, some of you were on that call that we had in the book club with Dwayne Stiller, and he said 15 or 20 minutes a day if you can just take, and that was in the book, The Instant Millionaire that we read. And, you know, taking 15 or 20 minutes a day to just think about, you know, where are we doing? And maybe it's, and if you're super busy and you have 20 properties to lease and you have 50 phone calls coming in a day, how great would that be? You know, maybe you don't have time, but then make time for 15 or 20 minutes a week. And trust me, if you can do that, you'll be so more productive and reach your goals. So what do you do to make sure you're reaching your goals besides, you know, just reading them and tracking them? You know, you've all heard me talk about the stats tracking. And I have a sheet if you don't already have it. And I know we showed it last year on the goals webinar. So email me or Josie and we'll get it to you. But basically it's you set your financial goal and then you work backwards. And you say, okay, let me look at 2011. How many deals did I do in 2011? Okay, I did 12 deals in 2011, one a month. Okay, great. Well, how many times did I show space a month? So if I showed space 10 times a month, that means your stats are, you know, one deal per 10 showings. Obviously, what our goal, one of our goals would be to improve those odds for 2012, if you could do one deal per 8 showings. And then how many cold calls did I make in the month? So if I had 10 showings, or let's say 8 showings, so that's 8 a month, that's 2 a week. So how many canvases did I do a week? Did I do 50 canvassings a week? Well, 50 canvassings a week for 2 showings. So that's 25 cold calls to get one showing. Obviously, we want to improve those odds, right? So we want to, you know, for 2012, our goal would be that we want to do 20 cold calls to get one showing, or 18 cold calls to get one showing. And if we keep those stats and we review those once a quarter, absolutely your odds will increase 100%. And that will help you reach your financial goals. So if you need that sheet, we spell it out. It's very easy. I used it for 18 years of my career at Terra Nova. Many of you, some of you on the call worked with me there. You know the power of the stat tracking. So please, please, please utilize that. Books on, you know, and obviously because I did the book club, you know how I'm such a believer in education. Please say to yourself, I want to do one thing to educate myself further in our industry. I don't care if you're in the business 1 year or 25 years. It's amazing how when I look at the list of the people who are on the call, the majority of them are not the one-year rookies. The majority of you guys on the call are over I looked at it this morning. 60% of the 70 people on the call have been in the business more than 10 years. So for you rookies that are on the call, or you, you know, you kids that are in the business less than 2 and 3 years, which I see I have a few of those too, follow the lead of the experienced people on the call that have been in the business more than 10 years. I've got some people on the call that have been in the business over 20 years, and they're on the call, not that I'm teaching them anything new, but maybe I'm reminding them. And we're like, oh, yeah, I used to do that, or the year I did that, I reached, you know, a more significant increase in income. So when I'm not having these calls, then you need to listen to audio books or audio tapes or reading books. You know, I love to read, but I know a lot of you have come up to me. I'm not a reader, but I listen to your calls. Okay, that's fine. So make sure that you download the last 11 because, you know, I've said that, you know, I'm probably not going to continue the calls in 2012. I think Katie Welch, who is on the call, has considered taking that over, and maybe I'll be her guest speaker once in a while, but, you know, we'll let you guys know about that. But get books on tape. We're all in the car so much. And trust me, and I have 100 different books on tape. So get something that looks interesting and pop it in, even if you're only in for 5 or 10 minutes. One idea a week, you know, will help improve all of us. So education, I think, is a big part. Networking. If there's, you know, have one networking goal. Say, okay, in our industry, I want to meet this guy. Maybe it's the head of real estate for Publix. I don't know. But put down on your goals that you want to meet that guy. And email me. And if I know that person, I'll help you meet that person. And if I don't know the person, I'll find someone that knows the person, and I'll help you meet that person. But we should all have networking goals. You know, we should all have a goal of one person. You know, early on, 1990, I was working at the Fountains. You know, I was leasing the Fountains. I think Tony's on the call. And I was so tired of going to ICSEs and not knowing anyone. And I put a sheet up on my bulletin board, and it had January through December and a line next to it. And every month I wanted to meet a national retailer so that by the time I got to the ICSE in August, I knew 8 new national retailers. So I didn't go from table to table or booth to booth and I didn't know anyone. I hated that feeling. I wanted to walk into the ICSE feeling like I knew 8 more people. And, you know, whether I made the cold call to them or I talked to someone who knew them or I ran into them at a local ICSE event or the bus tour or whatever. So have networking goals, write them down, and work with people for you to find out if they know them so that they can introduce you to them. One of my goals this year, or one of my goals in the next 2 weeks, frankly, is to hire an intern. So I'm taking this opportunity to let you 70 of you on the call know that I need an intern, and I hope that one of you knows someone that you could send my way. My last two interns both got jobs. One works with Peb Enterprises and one works with Seth Godinsky. So, you know, to come work with me for 90 days and help us out, Josie and I out, you know, pretty much I can get you a job or help you get a job in the industry. So if you know someone that just graduated or wants to get into the industry, please have them call me and come intern with us. I think that, movies. So there are movies you can watch that can inspire you. You know, watch Rudy, watch Rocky. You know, there's these inspirational movies. So look for places to inspire. You know, we all get down. We all have bad days and bad weeks where we feel that our luck, you know, isn't working for us. You know, I'm always a big believer that just keep going, make that extra call, go to that extra shopping center to knock on 3 more doors because you're going to run into someone that's going to make your day. But if for some reason that's not happening or you're just down in the dumps, reach out and look for inspiration in other places like inspirational movies. And you guys, I will end on this note about writing yourselves checks. So everyone should get their checkbook out, and I know we do a lot of online banking, but I'm sure everyone still has checkbooks somewhere, somehow. And if not, pretend and draw yourself one. And, you know, Jim Carrey did this. He wanted $20 million for a movie, and he wrote himself out a check, and I think the story goes in 2 or 3 years he got the $20 million for Mask. And some of you heard this story a couple times. You know, if you were at the Hard Rock, you heard the story. I wrote myself out a check in 2008, and there was no way over the next 3 years I could have planned to get this number. There was no way. There was nothing that I could see, well, if I buy this property or if I sign this lease, that I could have achieved this number. And even though I'm a partner in 6 or 7 shopping centers, none of my partners were planning on selling a shopping center. So there was no way when I wrote this check to myself, I thought that there was a plan to get there. And lo and behold, in 2011, it happened. One of my partners decided to sell a property, and not only did I get the check, the number on the check, I got almost double. So, of course, I have rewritten myself a check. And, by the way, it's important that you see it every day. This is the one thing that he had Jim Carrey put it in his wallet. So every time he went to get the money, he saw the check. He said by the time, you know, he got the check, the one in his wallet was so frayed. Mine was in my jewelry case. So every time, every day, I would open the jewelry case to get my watch and my rings, I'd see the check. So I have a new check, and I hope to God that I get that too, because that would be phenomenal. But I plead with all of you to write yourself the check. Whether it's 100 grand, 200 grand, 300, whatever the number is, write it down. I have encouraged many of you on the call to do it. I know a few of you have done it because, well, you've told me you've done it. I hope you have done it. And I believe with everything in my body that you will get that. Now, you know, again, I wrote the check in 08 and it happened in 11. I don't know when it will happen, but write yourself the check. And I believe that if you get one or two ideas from this call and you act on them, watch the guy on YouTube. He was very inspirational. His name again is Matt Cutts, MattCutts. He did it on the TED conference, and he says, change your life in 30 days. I loved it. I loved it. But so I hope you guys do all these things. I hope those of you that have been following us on the book club all year enjoyed it. I enjoyed teaching, and I loved being with you guys once a month. And, you know, who knows what 2012 will bring. I'm still working on that as far as my goals of how I'm going to reach out to you guys. I'm thinking, and, you know, I encourage you to write me and let me know what you think. I'm thinking about a quarterly call where it's like Beth on the hot seat. And anonymously, you guys can email me questions, because many of you come up to me at conferences and say, hey, what would you do about this, or what would you do about that, or, you know, I wish you would talk about this. So maybe I'll do, you know, Beth on the hot seat on March 15th, and between March 1st and March 10th, you guys can email me topics or questions or challenges, and then for 45 minutes, I'll just give you my 2 cents, like a Dear Abby in commercial real estate or commercial leasing. I don't know if that would work, if that would interest you guys or not, but email me and let me know. And I hope you guys have a prosperous, healthy, happy, loving, happy new year 2012, and make tons of money. Okay? God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks, Beth.